Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Joost reaches second base with a double. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Binks. York reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores has Wright trapped. He runs over and tags Wright for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Binks picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Binks. York scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0-for-1 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels juggles the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. Binks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway catches it and throws to first to double up Joost. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Binks. Philly reaches second base with a double. Bob Savage now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Cooper pinch hits for Bob Savage. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-3 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.